This is Tammy Graham with KSUT. I have with me today Jeff Susser, the executive director of the Powerhouse in Durango. And the Powerhouse has been spearheading the Four Corners COVID-19 response team, which has launched an extraordinary effort in the last few weeks to develop and put into the hands of regional medical providers a PAPR, or Power Air Purifying Respirator. Jeff, I'd love for you to share with our listeners how all this happened and who were some of the key players that brought this extraordinary device to the front lines of our regional COVID-19 first responders in such a short amount of time.
Thanks, Tammy. Yeah, this really started about a month ago. We met as a staff right around the same time that Fort Lewis and 9R and others made the decision to close their doors and make the tough decisions it takes to protect community health. And we met as a staff to decide that it was appropriate for us to do the same thing. And my Maker Lab director, Ryan Finnegan, came to that meeting and said, you know, and rather than hunkering down and waiting for a chance to reopen, it might be time for us to really embrace the opportunities of being the host of a makerspace with over 100 creative, amazing members that bring creativity, innovation, incredible skill set. To see what it is that we can do to help support those frontline providers. You know, in the midst of a crisis, there's really nowhere in the phone book where you get to look up emergency COVID PPE, but it turns out your friendly neighborhood science center and Maker Lab isn't the worst answer to that. When we started the project, Ryan had really been tracking stuff happening around the globe, from small-scale things like how do we use our laser cutter to make full face shields that'll help protect folks in ER settings and other care settings from exposure to potential infection, covering those N95 masks that we all hear about to help them from being contaminated and able to be reused and for a longer period of time. And we figured if we could deliver on some of those small scale things, that would be a huge win for us. And really the scope of how this has evolved just has blown all of us away. It was nothing any of us could have imagined 2 weeks ago when we really started this. Frankly, you know, when Ryan came with the idea, I was skeptical. I said, you know, I have no doubt that you all have the creativity and we have the skills and tools here to do those things. But until you show me a doctor or a hospital that raises their hand and tells us they want protective equipment that we essentially manufactured in our garage, seems like an interesting idea that has no home for it. And that all changed within a week when we started actually reaching out to some ER staff across the region and heard enthusiastic interest. And that really this has been a scale and speed of crisis that has just totally thrown any medical supply chains out of whack. And everyone's looking at how do we best protect our patients and our providers, other frontline responders who are serving our community and need the best protection they possibly can get.
So nothing like a good old-fashioned crisis to kick ingenuity to the front lines. How long ago was that conversation with Ryan that you referenced? Two weeks, 3 weeks?
It was about a month ago that Ryan came with the idea. But I would say the project really got serious the last week of March. We sat down with Jared Myers from San Juan Regional Medical Center. He's an ER physician there. And he sat down at the table and said, hey, you're going to get here from a bunch of people who tell you what they think they want to help their workers. Let me tell you what they should want. And what they should want is a respirator, a PAPR. San Juan Regional was ahead of the game, recognizing that this tool that hospitals have sitting in their closet for extraordinary situations like interacting with a TB patient who might be highly infectious is suddenly going to be frontline everyday equipment that we want to equip our hospitalists with, our ER physicians when facing a big surge of highly potentially infectious patients. And it was really their inspiration and idea that this was, of all the projects we could take on, the one that would have the biggest impact for our healthcare community.
So what happened next? This is like a great novel unfolding.
Yeah. So 2 weeks ago today, they came back and showed us what one of these things looked like. And if you can picture someone in a hazmat suit with a helmet or a hood over their head, and a face shield and a hose feeding that with clean air, that's basically what we're describing here. And so it's a belt pack with a filter and a fan that's feeding air, you know, filtered clean air into a sewn hood. It turns out the, you know, best material we could think of to make that out of is house wrap. It's water impermeable. It's flexible. It's easy to get your hands on, especially in the middle of a crisis. And it turned out to be just kind of the perfectly, just perfect characteristics to handle that. And it's blowing clean air into the provider, and it keeps a positive air pressure so that if you're exposed to infectious agents, it's clean air coming out of a hood, not any infectious agents coming in. So that's kind of the concept of what this is. They showed it to us 2 weeks ago, and luckily we had the absolute dream team of Maker Lab members sitting in the room together to tackle the project. And so Ron Rod is a member here and is a materials engineer, knows the fabrics, knows design. We had Terry Spriggs, who's one of our board members here at the Powerhouse and is a sign maker down in Hesperus, but he's also our CNC magician, understanding how to do 3D design and actually mill and manufacture things that turns out to be is exactly the right way to get to a blower box. And Ryan, who kind of tackled some of the electronics and figuring out what kind of fan system was going to make this thing work. And the three of them sat in a room together and solved this problem in less than 24 hours. So when I step back and look at the last 2 weeks, I just am blown away. And I'm happy to say I had nothing to do with it and just had the right people in the right place.
I'm sure you had something to do with it, but coordination.
Yeah, but and we really step back, you know, we had a chance to actually deliver on the project on Monday down in Farmington. And one of the things I said to their emergency preparedness team is if you guys would have put a call out to the community with $1 million X Prize of we need someone to figure out how to build a 50 Pappers out of whatever you can find at Home Depot, I don't think anyone would have walked through your door to do it. And if it hadn't been Ron, Terry, and Ryan working together, I just don't know how that problem gets solved and gets solved that quickly.
Well, it's an amazing story. So you've delivered the 50 Pappers to San Juan Regional in Farmington. What's happening as we speak?
Yeah, so, you know, I step in and think, you know, we really had kind of three little minor miracles happen. Solving that problem in a day and then turning around and saying, yes, it works. How do we get 50 in our hands in a week, which we pulled off through hundreds of hours of volunteer work to pull this together. And then the next step on our end is we've done that for Farmington. We've done that for San Juan Regional. And what let us do that is, you know, first they had the idea, and second, they actually had filters sitting on their shelf for Papper units and nothing to put them in. And right now, everyone's recognizing that the entire medical supply chain has dried up on everyone. And filters are gold right now. And what the great gesture that San Juan made this week, as soon as, when we delivered these first Pappers to them, is they made a gift back to us of 50 filters that we're going to use to build the same system for Mercy and Pagosa Springs and Cortez. And that's the next challenge for us, is to take that first 50 and grow it to 100 and hopefully beyond that in the next in a timely way to be there to support frontline folks in the midst of the surge.
Well, that's just it's just an incredible story, and just kudos to you and the responsiveness and get her doneness of the team that you've described and the entire Four Corners COVID-19 response team, which I know are working on gowns and masks and all kinds of other things. But this Papper is truly an amazing story. Maybe one last question. I understand that in watching the YouTube video that Ryan Finnegan posted a while back, is this one of the first certified Pappers in relationship to this response around?
As far as we know, it is the first working in production thing that's happened anywhere in the country. It's not certified. This isn't FDA approved. It's not certified. But when we hear from hospitals right now and they look at the level of PPE and protection they can offer, you know, when I ask that question of, we've got something that, you know, the fire department tells us works and is, you know, works and passes every test they have, and the FDA has never seen it before, what's your level of hesitation? One of the chief medical officers I talked to, his response was, at a time when the CDC tells me plan C is a bandana over my face, anything you all can do is 10 times better than the options we're looking at right now. So, yeah, that's been incredible. And I think the other part of the story people should hear from us, too, is that while this started here at the Maker Lab, and the Maker Lab is still kind of the center of innovation and R&D as we continue to explore the next set of solutions, it really has been a community-wide effort. You know, we started this thing 2 weeks ago. There were three staff people here. This is now a 600-person project because of the volunteers who've come through our, well, not come through our doors, but are doing everything they can in their homes and to try to be good, to try to support our community. And going from a product that we didn't even know about a week ago or 2 weeks ago to something that we manufactured in volume in a week, the only way that happened for us is we had Fort Lewis College's Department of Physics and Engineering doing a lot of the manufacturing for us. Bedrock Bags here in town, which on a normal day is sewing bike bags, suddenly learned how to make Pappers and turned out 130 in 7 days for us. Soundtracks on a normal day is building sound effects for model trains, and they manufacture all the electronics of the unit as a gift to the community at no charge. And we just had Alpaca Rafts join on to help do some of the industrial sewing for gowns and future Papper Hood. So it really is just amazing. This is something that is beyond the scope of what our little Maker Lab could do by itself. We're just delighted to have been the spot where the spark of creativity happened, and then had just this incredible community response and partners in the community that actually let us pull this off and put this this tool in the hands of San Juan in an incredibly timely way.
Well, thanks for your leadership on this, Jeff, and the Powerhouse and the Maker Lab and the entire, you know, all the volunteers and manufacturers in our region. It's just an extraordinary story in a time when we need to hear stories like this. So really appreciate your time, Jeff, and all your effort and everybody involved in this great great endeavor. Jeff Susser has been with me. He's the executive director of the Powerhouse in Durango. And thanks so much, Jeff, for all your work, and keep it up.
Thanks, Tammy. Appreciate it.